Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and here is your weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Let's dive into this week's major industry news. Two significant cases decided by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, have set new precedents within our insurance landscape. Just yesterday, AFCA ruled that auto and general services must partially cover a homeowner's insurance claim for long-term water damage due to a leaking pipe. While initially rejected by the insurer, AFCA emphasized that the key factor lies in identifying when the damage first surfaced rather than when the leak commenced. This turns our attention to the need for better clarity within insurance policy terms, and also indicates a call to action for insurers to revisit their policy language and deal more effectively with disputes over gradual damage claims. On the 30th of April, another AFCA ruling came through, which maintained Nib Travel Services' decision to dismiss a woman's claim after her ex-husband's untimely death. It was argued that her relationship status did not meet the policy's definition of a close relative, indicating the need for a more comprehensive understanding of insurance policy definitions, particularly in regard to non-traditional family structures. Switching gears now to tackle improvements in the water damage restoration sector. An innovative new standard, the ASIICRC S500, is revolutionizing the way water damage claims are handled in Australia. This scientific, internationally aligned framework seeks to reduce disputes and streamline processes, resulting in improved risk management. By fostering collaboration among insurers, contractors, and consultants, this advancement promises higher quality restorations and a more reliable claims process for all stakeholders. Now, if we pull back the lens to look at the larger picture, Australia's cost of living situation continues to be impacted by rapidly rising insurance premiums. Over the past decade, premiums have surged by $30 billion, increasing at over double the inflation rate. Weather-related claims, primarily due to floods, are significantly contributing to this trend. The Climate Council reports that these losses are averaging $4.5 billion annually, a stark reminder of the urgency to devise policy measures and industry collaboration to ensure insurance remains affordable and accessible. That's our wrap for the week, folks. We hope you found these insights valuable. Remember to stay informed, question the fine print, and always reach out to experts when in doubt. Catch me again next Friday for your weekly insurance news wrap. For more information, head over to our website at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned and stay safe.